Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Monday afternoon. We are sneaking right on through December so far. With us in studio is our friend Sam Creamer. I just love this opening line.
Thank you, Michael. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Good to see you. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this. Like the ghosts in Dickens, A Christmas Carol, the end of the year can be a time to look back, consider the present, and shape the future. For business, this equates to review, plan, and take action. Well said. The ghosts of December are upon us.
Michael, although I'm a very proud member of the Jewish community, I've got to tell you, every year I watch It's a Wonderful Life, and I choke up. I'm a big fan of The Christmas Carol. And on trying to think about what would be good legal tips for the year end, it really struck me that, you know, you look back, you consider what's happening now, and you make affirmative concrete plans for what to do to go forward.
Well, let's do that.
Well, in looking back, Michael, one of the first things that we recommend our clients do is examine their internal documents. And the first internal document that we normally try to talk to our clients about is something called a minute book.
Yeah, do you have it, first of all?
Most people have gotten one when they organize their company. And that minute book would contain things like the bylaws or the operating agreement. It would include certificates. It would include stuff. But not only is it important to have it, but it's also important that it be up to date. If it's not up to date, arguably, in the event of a lawsuit, the court would disregard the entity for legal purposes. I mean, one of the real purposes in having an entity is so that the entity is considered separate from its owners in the event of liability. Well, if you don't care about your entity, neither does the courts.
Mm.
So it's important that these minute books and these other corporate formalities be followed.
Now, just a question, because I'm heavily involved in several non-for-profits. Would this be for them as well?
The answer is yes. I would tell you that the Iowa Code does allow a little bit more leverage, and it does give a little bit more protection for nonprofits than it does for-profit corporations. But it's very important for any type of business to be a business. And just because something is, quotation, not for profit, end quotation,
exactly,
does not exactly mean it's not a business or kind of at least a organized activity with a goal.
So in this minute book, you'll have the minutes of your meeting, the organizational structure, anything else?
You should have stock certificates.
Mm-hmm.
Or membership certificates, because those are evidence of who owns what. Now, who owns what doesn't matter until it matters. And what I mean by that is, if somebody dies, the question is,
who owns what?
Who owns the shares? Are they part of the estate? Are they part of a trust? If somebody dies, is there a spouse that's going to be involved in the business? So these are really very important collections of documents. Now, another real important collection of documents are leases and contracts.
I was going to ask you about that. Even if your lease is not a calendar lease, you should still be maybe looking through this and updating?
Again, the year end is an excellent time for review. And when you're looking at a lease or other contract, it could be something as simple as, you know, perhaps a lease of your computer equipment or a phone lease or something. There's a bunch of things you want to look at. The first thing you want to look at is, does your rent go up, or do your contract payments go up? And if so, when? You know, if you do a budget, you want to plan for February's increase so that you have appropriate cash allocations for that. Now, a second thing you want to look at is whether it has something called an evergreen clause in it.
So it means that it keeps going?
It is for evergreen.
Mm-hmm.
And this is quite common in contracts, where unless one side or the other gives notice to the other that the contract's concluded, that the contract continues. Oftentimes, there are very short windows for these evergreen clauses. And if you miss them, you've missed them, and the contract continues. So you could be liable on a contract you'd otherwise rather get out of.
Best to oversee these things.
Well, if you're going to be a business owner, you've got to act like a business owner. Yeah. Now, one final thing on these before we move to other topics is it's not uncommon for businesses to actually, hard as it is to believe, operate on a handshake.
Oh, boy.
Oftentimes, very critical relationships and very critical agreements are not in writing. Mm-hmm. Let me give you a terrific example of a situation. Let's say you, Michael, own a business, and let's call it Insight Marketing. And let's say Insight Marketing owns a business, a building rather, and this building is located at XYZ. Mm-hmm. Or, even more important, this business leases part of your house.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, the business owner will say to himself, look, what, I'm not going to sue myself. I mean, this is craziness. On the other hand, if the IRS comes knocking, you want to be able to show that you're acting like a landlord, that you're acting like a tenant, that these things have a reasonable basis in fact, so that when you're taking deductions or recognizing income, there's substantiation. So it's important for whether it's leases or other types of contracts to make sure they're written. And oddly enough, it's important to make sure if they're written, they're signed.
Uh-huh. So who would make up, I mean, in that lease, for people that have home offices, who signs what? I mean,
the individual who owns the house would sign as the lessor.
Got it.
And the business, which is operating within the house, would sign as the lessee.
Got it. Okay.
Michael, another thing that you should be looking at as you're doing your year-end review are some kind of employee issues. And those employee issues sort of have a threshold place of non-compete agreements. Employees, as you can imagine, are really not enamored with having to sign a non-compete agreement, but they can be really critical to a business. Because if you're selling a business, part of what you're selling is the right to keep confidentiality in your key agreements. You're selling the rights to have an ongoing operation. And arguably, your most important asset goes home every night.
Sure.
So these non-competes are very important. Sometimes these are in an employment handbook. Well, that's not quite as good. But it's not. It's better than nothing, but it's not quite as good. And again, the important thing on these non-competes is to make sure they're signed.
Absolutely. One of the things I think that can soften this, or maybe you would agree, is having that conversation with your key employees why they are important, rather than just putting in front of them a non-compete agreement and saying, sign here.
Presentation is always critical to acceptance.
Yeah.
And, you know, the spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. And in addition, in this case, it's absolutely positively true.
Very good. What about other employee things that might be going on?
Well, other employee things that should be considered at year end would be whether you should update your employee handbook. You might consider whether or not you need employment agreements. You might consider bonuses. These are things that are very important at year end for employees.
You got Tyler on the bonus thing. Did you see him raise his eyebrows?
I think that you should pay Tyler exactly what he's worth.
Our producer just went, oh, bonuses. That's nice. But there are these employee issues that you have to make sure are not only written, but also put away someplace where you can access them.
Well, the important part of having these documents is not only the having of them, but it's also the thinking through that goes through in order to create them, to make sure that these fully reflect what you think is important. Oftentimes, there will be year-end appraisals or year-end conferences with employees, and that's an excellent time to review employee job descriptions. You would be stunned at the number of employees and employers who have different ideas as to what the job entails.
Oh, I wouldn't. I've been there. I truly understand that. You know, when you were here not too very long ago, last month, we were talking about the unique responsibilities of an individual who owns a business relative to their wills and their trusts and those types of things.
Most people have an estate. Most people have an estate that has critical assets in it. Most business owners, the most critical asset in their estate is their business.
Mm-hmm.
It is very important, therefore, that they should pull out their will and take a look at it every year, every 2 years, every three, but periodically to make sure that the key asset, the business itself, is being adequately addressed and taken care of in the will, which sort of leads a little bit to buy-sell agreements. And if there's other owners in the business or if the will establishes a buy-sell agreement, that oftentimes there's a provision where if the parties can agree to a price, that price controls rather than an appraisal, rather than book value. I mean, if there's an agreed price, year-end is a good time to be reviewing a buy-sell agreement to make sure the price is appropriate.
Got it. All right. You know what we all like to do about this time of the year as we go forward into the first of the year is sit back, maybe put our feet up, and start a planning process for the coming year.
Planning is critically important. I believe that it was Benjamin Franklin who said, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And the next part, having reviewed the ghost of the past, we next looked at the ghost of the present, which is what are you going to do? What's the plan? What are you going to do to move forward?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a very simple, important, powerful tool that people can use, and that's a budget. And if you budget for your business, you're budgeting kind of for basically two or three things all at once. A budget could look at the costs of the business. In the cost, you should look at last year, you should compare. But that also gives you an opportunity to look at what you expended in the prior year. And it references back to the contracts, to the leases. You know, how much did you spend with this vendor or that vendor?
Mm-hmm.
Should you renegotiate something? Is a particular deal not working out? The second thing you want to look at is revenues. What were your revenues in the past year? What do you project them to be in the future? How does that impact your cash flow? Now, the third budget is tied into the other two, and that to me is a marketing plan and budget. Now, of course, we have a terrific marketing firm that assists us. It's Insight Marketing Group, and we think they're terrific. However, I think you've got to make sure that you establish goals and objectives for your marketing. Michael, the second thing that helps you with planning is creating a calendar. When are you going to do what? You could just pull out a simple calendar and say, okay, on the first Monday of the month, Sam is going to appear on Insight on Business, the News Hour, and he's going to talk about a business topic this time or buy sells or make a plan.
Just have it down.
That also allows you to take a look at what you're not doing. And are you not marketing enough? Are you not going to networking events? Are you not posting blogs? Are you not doing X, Y, and Z? Another thing that's really important is to get around to the business of establishing an estate plan, which dovetails with your business plans. And that's sometimes called an succession plan.
Got it.
And it's never too late or never too early.
So you've got several action steps to get through between now and the first of the year.
The first and most important action step is to commit yourself to doing the things that need to be done, whether that's a full review, whether that's the calendar, whether that's a budget. If you are not committed, it will not happen. You cannot assign commitment to an employee. It has to be the business owner. It has to be the principal person. The second thing is you've got to actually create a prioritized list of goals. You know, Michael, these things that I've talked about already today and, you know, business objectives generally aren't accomplished in a day or a week or a year or a month.
Mm-mm.
And, you know,
it's a
some
long
things.
Process.
But you've got to start thinking of what the goals are. And if you don't put a date on when that goal will be accomplished, in reality, it's more of a wish or a dream rather than a goal. The next thing that's most important in order to effectuate your goals and objectives is to make sure you schedule meetings with your key advisors, whether that advisor is your accountant or your insurance agent or hopefully your attorney who is well-versed in all these types of matters. but you've got to make sure that your team is working together to help you to achieve your goals.
Much better thought process around these year-end tips for business than just throwing a party. Although, that could be fun too.
Michael, parties are important. But in order to throw a party, you've got to have the funds. You've got to have the business make sure that you've got the wherewithal to do this. I'm going to give you one other tip, which I think is huge. And I've said it before on the radio program. And that is, with Microsoft Outlook, you can delay sending out an email for up to a minute. Now, I have found that this can be an invaluable tool and can actually save you from lawsuits if you are so angry at the time you send this out. So with those tips, with those thoughts about reviewing the past, about considering the present, about looking to the future, I want to wish everyone who is listening happy holidays and a very safe holiday season.
Amen. All right. That is Sam Creamer of the Creamer Law Firm, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to duck on out of here. Tyler says it is time to go. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer, as he is each and every week. Also, Laura Kennard was in earlier today. The voice of Insight on Business in the NewsHour is Jimmy Olsen. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, compiled, and conducted by James Goodlett. Patrick Wood is the program director for the radio stations, and Mary Sayer, the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. Have yourself a wonderful evening. We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5:05. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.